After you ended the relationship with Mr. Perez, did you have any difficulty with him?
Yeah.
An ex who wanted to move on.
The defendant found a new boyfriend.
Correct.
The name of the person with whom you went into a relationship?
With Tommy.
But did he want to end her happiness?
Tommy's identical twin brother was shot in front of the house 5 times. That's why Tommy isn't here with me today. He thinks they were out for him.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 23-year-old Enrique Perez and his mother Isabel Berry are suing Enrique's ex-girlfriend, 22-year-old Felicia Albanez, for falsely accusing him of burglarizing her home.
Order. All rise. Case number 152 on the calendar, in the matter of Perez Berry versus Albanez.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Berry, this is your son.
Yes.
And am I correct, sir, that you and the defendant used to go out together?
Yes.
How long did you go out together?
About three and a half years.
And when did that end?
April, late
of
April.
Of what year?
Of 2012, last year.
And the defendant found a new boyfriend?
Right, correct.
With whom she was living?
Yes.
At some point, you were arrested for burglary in the home where the defendant and her boyfriend were living.
Correct.
You were arrested on her complaint.
Correct.
You were arrested and, I assume, indicted. Were you indicted?
No.
Did you have a preliminary hearing?
Yes.
And at the preliminary hearing, did you testify?
Yes.
Did you testify?
No.
And you had counsel?
Yes.
Plaintiff testified, and based upon the plaintiff's testimony, they bound the case over for trial.
Correct.
Ultimately, the defendant did not appear for the trial.
Correct.
And the case, without her testimony, was dismissed.
Correct.
So now you and your mother are suing her for $5,000.
Yes, Your Honor.
I could let this case go either one of two ways, because you weren't there during the alleged burglary, correct?
Correct.
You only know what your son tells you.
No, actually, I...
No, you only know what he tells you.
Yes.
You weren't there. Certainly, the court at the preliminary hearing heard the plaintiff's testimony.
Yes.
Found her credible enough to bind the case over for trial. And since you did have an opportunity to testify, your attorney probably advised you not to testify. Fair statement?
Correct.
So, I'm sure your mother would like to hear your side of the story now in front of a judge. She goes first. Now, you ended your relationship with Mr. Perez in April of 2012?
No, in March, the month before.
And did you end the relationship or did he?
I did.
Had you gone into another relationship?
Yeah, I didn't go into the relationship till the next month, like in April.
And the name of the person with whom you went into a relationship?
With Tommy.
And you have a child now with Tommy?
5 months pregnant, actually.
Okay. After you ended the relationship with Mr. Perez, did you have any difficulty with him?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, he would show up to my house. This is when I was living alone. I had my own single apartment. I had changed my number. I had got a new phone and everything. He had no contact with me.
Why?
Because I just didn't want to talk to him anymore.
Had you had a difficult breakup with him?
Well, in 09, we started dating, and like in 2011, he had cheated on me. And I got over that. I gave him another chance, but things weren't the same after that. It just wasn't going so good. And then he told me that he had an STD. I got checked. I was clean. And that cut it for me. I wasn't trying to catch anything, and I broke up with him.
Okay. Now, when you moved in with Tommy, tell me when that was.
Like in May?
May of 2000.
Actually, like June?
June of 2012. And when did this burglary occur?
July the 5th.
I'd like you to tell me about it. What time did it happen?
It happened at like 5:15 in the morning. The night before, me and Tommy, we were in San Gabriel. So on our way home, we exit the freeway and notice that we're being followed by a car. And then as we're turning into our way to go home, there's another car just full of guys. And it was scary. They kept following us. We drove all the way to a different area, and I had called the police. I was on the phone with the police the whole time. They met with me at a gas station. They told me that they couldn't do anything because it wasn't a crime.
Did you recognize any of those people?
Yeah, I recognized him.
He was with the group of people?
Uh-huh.
That was the night before.
The night before.
That is a lie.
I'm not speaking to you. Do you understand?
Yes.
So I asked to be escorted home from the police, and they didn't want to. They said they couldn't. Me and Tommy finally make it home, and we literally ran upstairs. We ran upstairs, and it's already like 2:30 a.m., I would say. And Tommy has to work the next morning. He leaves the house by 5. So it's his first day of work. He has orientation, so he leaves the house, and I don't have a phone. When we ran upstairs, I left all my things in the car. Like around 5:15, I hear the gate open, and I'm thinking it's Tommy. Oh, he forgot something. So I run to the door, and we only have a screen door. There's a curtain blocking the screen door. I didn't have a second door. So I look, and it's him. And I get scared, you know, because I'm home alone. So then I'm looking out through the gate, and I see something at the waistband that looked like a gun. And I was scared because I heard my dog get hit. I heard it crying, and they're big dogs. They look scary. I was scared when I first seen them. We have pit bulls, and I thought maybe he won't come in because of the dogs. And the door, the screen door, it's not very secure, but it was popped open. I was hiding in the closet. I ran to the closet, and I hear Tommy's property getting moved around. I didn't see anything being taken. I was in the closet of our bedroom, and after that, it was fast. He left. I hear music downstairs. And I'm just scared. I was looking for my phone. I locked the door, closed the window, the curtains. I didn't have my phone. And Tommy only had orientation, so I thought he should be home soon. And I waited for him. Waited for him. He came home.
Where were you waiting for him?
At the house.
But not in the closet?
No. I was in the room.
Do you have a copy of the police report?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see it.
There's also cards attached for every time I called the police. They couldn't really help me. And if I may add to that, 2 days before the break-in, Tommy has an identical twin. And I know he wasn't aware of that, but Tommy's identical twin brother was shot in front of the house 5 times. He was hit every time. He survived, but the shots on his back, they got him pretty good. They skinned him good. That's why Tommy isn't here with me today. He's upset because he thinks they were out for him.
Can you tell me why, Miss Albanese? I know that you went to the police, you went to the district attorney, you testified at the preliminary hearing. Can you tell me why you didn't appear for the trial?
Because when I had met with the DA, like a few days before the trial, they had shown me the evidence that they found in their house. And there was 5 guns. There was a whole growing weed operation. There was a paper to me that looked like an alibi of the day the brother got shot, of where all 3 of them were that day. And I was scared after that. I didn't wanna, and I'm pregnant.
Got it. Okay. Your court.
To be truthfully honest, Your Honor.
Don't tell me to be truthfully honest. I didn't.
None of the things that she said was accurate and true in her statements on the police report. She said it happened 5:15 right now, and the police report states at 5 a.m.
I'm not asking you to go through the police report. You want to tell me where you were at 5 o'clock in the morning?
I was asleep in my room, Your Honor.
You were asleep in your room?
Yes.
And who else sleeps in your room with you?
By myself.
All by yourself. So you really have nothing to add?
My parents.
I wouldn't believe your mother if she stood there on a stack of Bibles. You know why? Because she believes you. She's foolish enough to believe you. Not me. Because I've been in the judging business for 35 years, and there isn't a word that she said that was a lie. Not one word. That's my business. Because when somebody lies to me, cackles go up here. The hair on the back of my neck stands up. There wasn't one word that came out of her mouth that was a lie. So that means that I don't believe you were home sleeping in your room by yourself. And if your mother thinks you were in the room sleeping by yourself, then she's a fool. I, on the other hand, Miss Berry, am not a fool. If your son spent 2 weeks in jail, that's exactly where he belonged. Precisely exactly where he belongs. And it wasn't long enough. Not long enough.
Well, Your Honor, on...
Not long enough.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
We're going to go further if I'm not satisfied with the answer. Do you understand that for 17 years, how old are you?
22.
That means when I started to be a star, you were still pooping in your pants.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Enrique Perez claims ex-girlfriend Felicia Albanez falsely accused him of burglarizing her home.
You have nothing else to tell me. As far as you know, you weren't there. You're home sleeping by yourself
throughout your house.
That's what you told me.
Throughout the whole investigation, they didn't have nothing on me. They searched my house. They did all that. They disrespected my family.
Let me explain something to you.
All over some.
I don't believe you were home sleeping at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I don't care whether they found anything in your house, whether they didn't find anything in your house, whether you swore up and down to your mother. Listen to me. Whatever she just told me, and I don't have to repeat it because you were listening carefully, is 100% true. And if you choose to believe him, that would be your problem. And if he spent a couple of weeks in jail and you had to bail him out for $5,000, perfect! Your case is dismissed. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I think they're just mad for the money they lost for what they paid for those guns and everything.
Revengefulness, I guess.
Didn't want me to break up with him?
Just out of her own agony.
I'm just glad I can have my...
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Cooper versus Black. Step forward.
Tracy Cooper is suing 22-year-old Jeff Black for stealing her exercise machine.
Mr. Black, where is Miss Cooper's exercise machine? Before you answer the question, don't conjure up, don't machinate, don't ruminate. Just think about what I'm saying to you. Don't look there, because whatever answer you give me, we're going to go further if I'm not satisfied with the answer. Do you understand me?
I do.
And do you understand that I've been doing this here for 17 years?
I do.
How old are you?
22.
22. That means when I started to be a star, you were still pooping in your pants. Do you understand me? Now, I'm asking you where her exercise machine is today. Look here. Answer the question.
Not in my possession.
That's not what I asked you. I said, where is it today? Don't look there. Where is the exercise machine today? Don't go.
I don't know.
I'm finished making you look ridiculous, I'm going to start working on her. So just answer the question, where is her exercise machine today? Let's start with what state is it in. Look at me.
Oregon?
Are you a fool? Why are you asking me with a question mark at the end of that? Is it in Oregon? Who are you?
I'm his fiance.
You're his fiance. Is he really an idiot? Is he really an idiot? Stand up. Your name?
Sarah.
Where's the exercise machine?
He sold it.
Where? Where?
To his friend.
His friend who?
I don't know.
First name?
Adam.
When?
Don't
look over there.
About a month ago.
Were you present at the sale?
Yes.
Where did it take place?
Our house.
How many times have you met Adam?
About five.
When was the last time you saw Adam?
At the sale.
How did he get the exercise machine out of your house?
He had himself and a mover that works for him come and pick it up.
See how easy that was, idiot.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Listen to me. He's a hustler and a bum. You want to hitch your wagon to that star, you go right ahead and do it. I'm telling you, look like a lovely young lady. Make any big mistakes. Big mistakes last you for a long time.
Jeff claims Tracy abandoned it.
You see how easy that was? Now you can sit. When did you notify him that you wanted your exercise machine back?
April 15th, 2013.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a horse trainer.
What does he do?
He's a mover.
He's a bum. He's a bum. Listen to me. He's a hustler and a bum. I'm going to tell you why. because I read his answer. And his answer said, she agreed to sell me the exercise machine for $500. That's if I believe him. She told him she wanted it back April 15th. He sold it, according to you, and you're not a liar, are you?
No.
A month ago, to somebody who we knew, to somebody who you knew. He couldn't give me those answers because he was trying to fool me. He was trying to figure out what to say so that I wouldn't find him. If you're an honest girl, he's not. He's dishonest. Now I want Adam's last name. I want Adam's last name.
I don't know his last name.
You're not as cocky as you were when you first came in, right?
Wasn't cocky at all.
Sure you were. All right, this is what this case is about. You made some sort of an arrangement with Mr. Black to move you from one place to another. By the way, you have a company?
I do.
What's the name of your company?
This case was not regarding my company.
Well, you did move her, didn't you?
This was not involving my company because I did not receive any type of money for this. I did this by myself to help her out because she was going through a tough situation. She was.
Listen, you want to hitch your wagon to that star, you go right ahead and do it. I've been around the track a few times myself, and I'm telling you, see what I hear. Look like a lovely young lady. Make any big mistakes. Big mistakes last you for a long time. When did you purchase the exercise machine?
I have the original receipt August 16th, 2009.
Stand up. We're going to ask you another question because I can't get a straight answer from him. When Adam purchased the exercise machine, when you were present for the transaction, how much did he sell the exercise machine for? Don't say you don't know.
$500.
Probably about what it's worth from 2009. Did you send her the $500?
Wasn't able to get a hold of her.
So the answer is?
No.
No.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Anything else you want to tell me?
Judge Judy, I was hoping just to get the machine back.
Can't get the machine back.
Okay.
He sold it to somebody for $500.
Okay.
The person who he sold it to for $500 did not purchase a $5,000 piece of equipment for $500. He purchased an old exercise machine that some people pay to get rid of for somebody to take out of their house. But he paid $500 for it, which is probably a reasonable deal for that person. You clearly didn't want it at some point because you were willing to sell it to him. He says for $500. His problem is he's a scam artist. At some point, he was supposed to move you back, according to you. You said you can keep the exercise machine. I have no use for it anymore, as long as you move me from one place to another. When it came to move from that one place to another, according to you, he was nowhere to be found. So now he had your exercise machine that you told him he could have, and he wasn't moving you. So you spoke, you said, listen, you want to buy it? He says, I'll give you $500 for it. According to him, you said, fine. He sells it later for $500 and doesn't give you your money. That's what the case is about. It's very easy.
Okay.
You have anything else you don't want to say? Good. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $500. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I did this out of the kindness of my heart. I wasn't receiving any money for this.
The truth is that I wanted the machine back.
It was sitting in my possession for several months, and it came down to she wanted to sell it.
It is a $2,200 piece of equipment.
I sold it, and then she wanted the exercise machine back, and after I sold it, I can't give it back to you.
It's unfortunate that it did have to get this far.
I don't think that he's dishonest.
That's not true. He was operating under his company name.
I think that he was a little bit nervous in there.
When he did move me, two times.
And that's maybe why he wasn't answering the questions so quickly.
Get everything in writing.
I think she was a little bit harsh. Yeah.
Happy to be done with it, and thank you again, Judge Judy.